Episode 60 of the Obvious Opinion Podcast. Let's get right into it. This episode, I'm talking a little politics about a little Donald Trump, all right? Give my thoughts on that, my opinion. But first, we talk about a video I watched at 5 in the morning, and oh, God, it's a work of art. It's a work of art. So you know what? We're just going to start the podcast right here. Let's just get into it, all right? I don't want to waste any time on this one. Here we go. All right, people. We got a YouTube clip. This is brought to you by Freddie Correa, host of the Thanks for the Invite podcast. He's a stand-up comedian. And he shared with us and the world a fantastic video of a man getting the shit kicked out of him. Literally, he just gets kicked right in the chest, Spartan style, you know, 300, right in the goddamn chest. He falls flat on his back. It's fantastic. It's in the description. Please watch it. Oh my God, it's a work of art. First off, let me just say, Freddie, you need to open up a school on how to properly record a fight. Please. Let me tell you something, people. After you watch this video, watch the cinematography. He holds the camera still, and he gets the action. He holds it horizontally. He doesn't yell out, fucking world star. He isn't laughing as it's going on. Fucking fantastic. Some of you kids out there need to take note of this. How to properly record a fight. It's fucking brilliant what this man did, okay? Let me try to give a quick recap or a background on what happens. Again, the link is in the description. Watch it. If I would also suggest downloading or subscribing to the Thanks for the Invite podcast and just listening to that episode and listening to all the episodes, actually. But okay, back to the guy getting the shit kicked out of him. There's a stand-up comedian. I don't know him. His name is Raid Zone. He's a bit kooky, I guess you could say. I don't know him, but all I know is the video starts with him. He's wearing like a tinfoil hat. I don't know what the fuck. I don't know the gimmick or what's going on. But apparently this man, he's a stand-up comic, and he has a bit of a reputation for staying on stage longer than he should, you know. Apparently in the video, you know, they had comedians going up, do five-minute sets, and he decided to stay up a little bit longer. I guess the host had to, you know, kind of kick him off. Mr. Zone, Raid Zone, wasn't too happy about it, so he talks a little shit. He runs back up, you know, a bit confrontationally, if that's even a word. He runs up to the host as if he's about to do something, and the host, like straight up Anderson Silva, front kick, I believe they call it a teep in MMA, just kicks him square in the chest. This is not the first time this guy has kicked somebody in the chest before. I'm pretty sure he's done this a couple of times. He kicks the guy right in the chest, and the dude just falls flat on his back, and it's fucking beautiful. Now, I'm hearing that. I know Freddie was mentioning on his podcast that Raid Zone, he's not, he might not be all there. I don't want to call him retarded, but he has some mental issues, I guess. If you want to be PC about it, yeah, maybe he could have handled it differently. I'm not too sure. If he would have handled it differently, it wouldn't have been as entertaining. So I thank him for fucking kicking this guy in the chest. And a lot of people call it the Spartan kick. I call it the hey kick. If you've never seen the movie, watch the movie Kiss of the Dragon. It's with Jet Li. At the end of the movie, Jet Li fights these two twins, all right? And one of the twins, every time he kicks somebody, he does that same front kick, but every time he throws that kick, he yells out, hey! It's fucking hilarious. I'm going to put that fight scene in the description right underneath this link of this guy getting kicked in the chest, all right? So I'm going to stop talking about it. Please watch it. Oh my God, it's fantastic. Again, the name of the... I have the link. Just in case it doesn't work, because I know a couple of times I fucked it up. I don't know how I fuck up copy and pasting a link. But if it doesn't work, just go on YouTube. Heckler versus Comic. Raid Zone gets kicked. It's fucking brilliant. Once again, shout out to Freddie. My man, you did a great job. Yes, please watch it. I think it's great. All right. So, yeah, check it out. And check out his podcast as well. Thanks for the invite. All right. Later. I'm going to vote for Donald Trump to be president of the United States of America. I'm not even sure if I should continue talking, if anybody's even still listening after making a comment like that. I am. I'm going to vote for him. I am. Keep in mind, I never voted. I am 32. Never voted once. Never gave a shit about politics. The way I see it, it's like George Carlin said, stand-up comic, garbage in, garbage out. I don't see a difference. Politicians all seem like just puppets, robots, you know, they all look, dress, sound the same. Finally, here is a guy, definitely not the brightest, okay, but he just sounds different from all these other politicians that you've seen throughout the years. And that's what it is. We've had politicians running this fucking country for how long? Let's throw something else in there. Fuck it. What's the worst that could happen? It's only 4 years. What the fuck? I know I sound like an idiot. All right? I know I do. Believe me. Trust me. All right? You know how I relate to Donald Trump? All right? This is how me and a multi-millionaire relate. When he talks about politics, he sounds like me. I hear myself when he talks about it. He doesn't know what the fuck he's talking about. He's going by his gut. I like that. I respect that. I can almost respect that. He doesn't fuck facts. He's like, who needs them? Fuck it. That's what he says. He doesn't give a shit. I don't know. I could almost respect that in a way. He just doesn't give a fuck. You know? I watched the debate. Again, I never gave a shit about politics. This asshole has got me watching the debates. I never watched it. I fucking DVR'd the shit. I still got it. It's fucking great. I love that he made this one comment. I've given money to all these guys. Not one of them said shit. I think one guy said something. Everybody just stood there looking stupid. Like, oh, yeah, well, yeah, he did kind of give us some money. Yeah. Why not? I guess it's because I'm half Mexican. People kind of, you know, when I tell people, yeah, I'm going to vote for him, everybody looks at me kind of sideways. Yeah, he made that comment about Mexicans. You know what? We've all made stupid fucking comments, all right? And he did. Big deal. You know what I like about it? He didn't even apologize. He didn't even apologize for it. He said, fuck it. You don't like it? Get over it. You can't respect that, people? Aren't you tired of the same bullshit, these same fucking robots? In the debates, everybody answering questions. It just seemed like all these guys were standing in front of a mirror just practicing their fucking lines, man. This guy was the only one, Mr. Trump, President Trump. He just sounded like he was just coming off the top of his head. He didn't prepare at all. I just respect that in some way. Is it right for a president? Probably not. But again, we've had politicians run this goddamn country. Let's have some millionaire fuckhead just give it a shot. All right? I don't even, again, I don't watch the news or these CNN or, I get my news, listen, I get my politics from three individuals, all right? And coincidentally, their first names are all Bill. Bill O'Reilly, what's the other guy's name? He has the show Real Time. Bill Maher. All right, Bill O'Reilly, Bill Maher, and funny enough, Bill Burr. Those are the only three guys I get all my politics from. Okay? I don't watch fucking CNN. The only time I watch Fox News is to watch, you know, Bill O'Reilly. I don't like the Young Turks. They just come off really fucking cunty to me. I don't like them. All right? Who else? I don't watch John Stewart. John Stewart just comes off as a pussy to me, especially when he had O'Reilly on and he was trying to get O'Reilly to admit that there's something that called white privilege. Where, okay, in a certain way, yeah, there is white privilege in this country. But you know what? I loved what O'Reilly was saying, which basically was, if you go to school, if you work hard, all right? Okay? If you just work hard, if just be a good person, you will succeed in life. That's all O'Reilly was saying. And John Stewart, like a little pussy, but just admit there's white privilege. Like, oh, God. Like, you could just the white guilt was just bleeding from his eyes. Like, dude, shut the fuck up. So, yeah, that's where I get all my news from. Yeah, let me just end it right here. I just wanted to share with you, I'm voting for Trump if he gets all the way. Maybe I should have probably did a little research on how you can make it to, you know, be voted on to be president and all that shit. I don't fucking know. What I do know is I am going to vote for Trump. And all my family members and friends who always gave me shit about not voting, I'm voting, all right? So don't complain, okay? There you go. If you want to go ahead and vote and you want another Clinton in, you want another goddamn Bush, knock yourself out, okay? Go ahead. And to the people saying that there's no way in hell this guy can become president, can I just remind you of something very quickly? Sonny Bono, all right? You remember that dude? Sonny and Cher and all the songs and shit. And yeah, he became the mayor, all right? He was a fucking congressman. Jesse Ventura, professional wrestler, he became a fucking governor. Arnold Schwarzenegger, the fucking Terminator, okay? Governor. Ronald Reagan, he was a goddamn actor. He became the president, okay? And that was in the 80s. You're telling me now, 2000s, in today's society, a millionaire who was also the host of a very popular reality show, you're telling me he can't become president in today's society that's obsessed with bullshit like the Kardashians? You're telling me people today will not vote for this fucking guy? Get the fuck out of here. Trust me. Let me remind you, there's more morons like me out there. who are ready to vote for this guy, right? So that's all I got to say about that. President Trump. I don't know. That sounds good. Yeah. That guy's a fucking millionaire, too. He's got some money. I don't know what the fuck I'd do with that type of money. I don't know. I have to think about that. Let's think about that. I'll get back to you on that, what I would do with that type of money. You know what? Let's take a little break. All right? Let's do a FizzBlend promo, and I'll be back, all right? Yeah, just think about that. I'm thinking right now, what the fuck would I do with that type of money that cocksucker has? All right, take it easy. We'll be back. Sorry to interrupt, but if you want to support the podcast, and by support, I don't mean, send me money. You know, I don't need the money. I do need the money if you want to send it, you know, cash, I prefer, coins, gold bullion, no, just seriously, if you want to support the podcast, just go to fizzbutton.net, you go there, and you click on Podcast Party, and you'll see me right there, and from there, you can just click on that, and, subscribe to the podcast, but as you're subscribing to my podcast, do me a favor also, subscribe to all the other podcasts there, they're all great, they're all awesome. And also check out all the radio stations. As I'm editing this podcast right now, I am listening to FizzButton Central Coast with the host Jason G and special guest Talk to Cleo from the Talk to Cleo podcast. And they're doing a little special mix. They're doing AC/DC / ABBA. I know it's a bit of a weird combination, but it actually works surprisingly well, actually. I know a little bit about AC/DC. I know a whole lot about ABBA. It's probably because it's on, ABBA did the whole soundtrack to the movie Xanadu. That's a completely different podcast of me talking about that altogether, but please check out fizzbutton.net. You'll appreciate it. And again, check out all the great radio stations, all the great podcasts. All right? All right, so I Googled, because it has to be right. so the internet's not going to lie to me. I Googled Donald Trump net worth, and it says he is worth $4 billion. $4 billion. So I started thinking, what in the hell would I do with that type of money? world hunger, better educational facilities in the inner cities, the homeless, global warming, all those issues, never popped in my head, to be completely honest with you. None of them. All right? I'd probably just move, first thing, pay off these student loans for shits and giggles, probably buy the fucking school. All right? That's the first thing I would do. Give a couple of million to my closest family members, and I just leave. That's it. I leave. I'm moving to Japan. That's it. I'll spend the rest of my life just getting drunk and watching New Japan Pro Wrestling. That's it. All right? I don't know. Something about Japan. It just looks like a beautiful place to live. It just looks amazing. They're just so ahead of America as far as technology goes. We lose our shit for iPhones. Japan, they got goddamn robots. You know what I mean? So it's like, that's where I want to be. All right? Fucking iPhone. I want my own goddamn cyborg. So, yeah. Yeah, I'll be in Japan. That's it. And I said get drunk because I know their drug policies over there. Like, I don't think, like, weed is even, like, kind of cool over there. Yeah, I think you get sent to prison for, like, a joint. So, yeah, probably no smoking. I guess I'll just go to, like, Jamaica or fucking Amsterdam whenever I want to get high. I'll just get on one of my many private jets, all right? And, yeah, I'll probably just do that. And now that I'm thinking about it now, honestly, now I could say this right now. Honestly, first thing I would do if I had that type of money, I'd go back to New Haven, where I'm from, New Haven, Connecticut. There's a place I used to work at called Hill Cooperative Youth Services, all right? I was a counselor there. That was my second job. I started there as like a camp counselor, and then they just kept me there. It started as just a summer job, but then they ended up just keeping me there full time because I'm such a great fucking counselor there for kids. And, I'd go back to that place. It's closed down now. It's a fucking crack house. All right. I would reopen that, and I'd reopen other locations all over New Haven. The way I describe New Haven, Connecticut is, you remember Peter Pan? Remember that island where all the Lost Boys lived? There's just a bunch of kids and no rules, and they just did whatever they want. That's New Haven, Connecticut, all right? It's the Wild West. Kids are getting shot every day. And what I would do is, when this place was open, that was the only place where kids can go and just be out of the fucking streets. We had, like, after-school programs and help them with homework. We did tutoring. We did a bunch of shit. We'd take them out to field trips. We'd have parties there. And it's like, I remember I moved to Georgia, and, like, a couple of years later, I found out that the place was closed down. And, again, it's a fucking crack house now. And it's a shame. The kids over there in New Haven, they got nothing. Nowhere to go. Nothing. The Boys and Girls Club, I think that place is fucking shut down, too. That's what I would do, honestly. All right. Not to get all sentimental and all mushy, but I would do that, honestly. I'd go back to New Haven and open that place up so kids can have somewhere to go. All right. You see, I have a heart, I have a soul, goddammit. I'm not that selfish. Okay. So if I have any money after I'm in Japan, and if I have any money left over from all of the mass quantities of liquor and drugs and all the prostitutes, I'd go back to New Haven. I'd give back to my city. All right? You see? I'm not that heartless. All right, that's it. Episode 60 is done. Thanks for listening. Twitter. Follow me there at the Rain Man Pod. Subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, Podomatic, or fizzbutton.net. And that's about it. The name of the podcast, by the way, is The Rain Man Presents The Obvious Opinion Podcast. So just search that and you'll find it there. All right. And I think that's it. Oh, wait, before I go, remember your homework for this week. Go watch that video of the guy getting the fucking air kicked out of his chest. All right. Go watch that. And once again, go also subscribe. Subscribe to the podcast. Thanks for the invite. I had to think about that. My brain is really slow right now. It's 10 a.m. Editing. I haven't eaten anything, so my brain is a little mumbled right now. I'm sorry. But Freddie Correa, he's the host. The name of the podcast is Thanks for the Invite. He is the director of that video of the guy getting the shit kicked out of him. All right. So check that out. Check that podcast out. Check out that video. That's all you got to do this week. All right. So until then, take care. Take it easy. And that's it. All right. There you go. That's it. Take it easy. Later. Till next week. Bye.
Ray, that's you, baby. Damn, man. I heard all these things about you, man. Boy, I heard you been doing your thing, man. Wait, let me tap them pockets, man. Them pockets fat. You know I'm gonna get mine. Yo, Ray, baby, check this out. Yo, we done went through so many trials and tribulations, man. It's a shame, man. But you know I told you who the devil is, man. Always watch them people who lie to you. People try to cheat you, man, at your money. I told you, you ain't let me cheat you at your money. Shit, man, what? You gonna let another nigga cheat you at your money, boy? You crazy? Alright, watch the tricks, baby. Cause the trick is a lie. And a lie is a thief. Trust me, baby. You know what I'm saying? Now give me a couple hundred, man. So I'm gonna do my thing, man. I'm going on the road when you get it, Yo, I already had the vision. Yo, Ray, I had a vision. I seen you, man. At Madison Square Garden, and I just came through, and you said, yo, and it was real, son, and you took the world by storm. They didn't understand it, because they didn't see that far. They couldn't see the forest from the tree. But Ray, I'm going to tell you, it's your time, man. Go get that paper, man. You understand? Get that paper, man, because it belonged to you, man. Laws of God, trust, keep a law in your heart, brother, and you won't fail. Trust me. Always remember, how far did thou travel? I'll travel as far as in the dimension he can see what you see. That's all I can say, baby. Watch the liar, watch the cheat, and watch the thief.
What up, nigga?